ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's widely regarded as a grueling multi-day trek. It's humid and hot, there's rain, mud, river crossings and steep and uneven sections of trail that seem to stretch on forever. For many, the Kokoda Track in Papua New Guinea is a sacred pilgrimage, marking the course of a significant battle in World War II with Australians and Papua New Guineans fighting against the Japanese. On the course today is Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese embarking on an historic two-day version of the trail with his PNG counterpart ahead of Anzac Day. But what can they expect? There are now claims the track is in its worst condition that it's been in decades, and there are calls for a dramatic shift in its management. Charlie Lynn is the Director of Adventure Kokoda and joins us now. Welcome to Drive, Charlie.
Thank you, Ali.
Charlie, you've been running treks at Kokoda since the early 90s. Can you describe to us what the trail was like 30 years ago compared to the condition that it's in today?
Well, the problem that we've got today, Ali, is that, the track itself is very stable, but with the amount of people, I think we've had 65,000 Australians have trekked it over the past two decades, and there are areas there that have been eroded, you know, with the erosion and the track change. Isn't that, you know, they have to cut different treks and up along the Brown River and that. It's a very rough trek. It's very dangerous, regarded as a potential death trap. But the problem is that there's no trail management plan. We took it over in 2009 and we've never developed a plan to maintain the environment along the way by engaging local villagers. They're the landowners. They've been nurturing that land for about 25,000 years. They're masters of their environment. They know it. But we've got to pay them. You know, we need to divide it up into landowner sections and pay them money and say, your job is to make sure those bridges are maintained and, if there's any, if there's trees across it, cut a track around it and so forth.
So what's happening at the moment, though? How is it being kept? Because we know that there's a lot of money that goes into maintaining it. Where does that money go?
Well, we don't know because they've never published a financial report. And this is one of the real, problems we have is we have no idea where the money goes. And we believe now that all the money they collect from trek permit fees is spent by the local organisation on themselves in Port Moresby. Nothing gets out to the trail. And that's causing a lot of angst. It's causing a lot of damage. There's just no management plan at all. I mean, if you walk through any national park here in Australia, you'll see little signs, environmental interpretation signs to tell you about the habitat, the birds, the flora and the fauna. There's not one sign. We've been there since 2009. We haven't put one environmental sign across this area, which has got such a diverse environment, beautiful, and people want to know. They want to know what's that tree. The trees are about 300 years old. You know, the old with the big buttress roots. You've got giant palms, pandanus palms, fern colonies, more orchids across the trail than anywhere else. Not a single sign to point them out. The trouble is it's just left to the law of the jungle, if you like, and because when erosion starts, it's not addressed, and so it just gets worse by the year. I can now stand in them, the washway is above my head.
Yeah, right. So what changes, just briefly there, Charlie, do you want to see to the track? What needs to happen to, bring it back to its halcyon days?
Well, I'd like to see the Papua New Guineans reclaim ownership of it and run it as a tourism enterprise. It's currently being run as a sort of an environmental product by a bureaucracy. I believe it should be run as a tourism enterprise for the economic benefit of the traditional landowner communities across it.
And is that what the locals want?
That's exactly what they want. Mm. We've got this bureaucracy in Port Moresby that just won't let it happen, and they have no answers. They have no trek itinerary management plan. So the poor villagers haven't got a clue who's on the trail. They haven't got a clue which direction they're travelling in. So therefore, they can't prepare food stalls and, you know, souvenir stalls and that because they don't know who's coming. And, you know, they have to tend their gardens because that's their lifestyle. I can't even book a campsite. You know, the campsites are in shocking condition. The toilets are even worse. I mean, we've been there for 2009. We haven't even worked out how to build a single hygienic toilet. And women find this, you know, well, blokes find it just as bad as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, yeah, I guess lots there to digest. We know that the Prime Minister is on the track at the moment with his PNG counterpart. We might hear a bit from them when he returns. But for now, Charlie, thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Ali.
Charlie Lynn is Director of Adventure Kokoda.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.